ladies, it's Brittany Brazel. The Lord has given me a passion for motherhood and homemaking. From that passion, a ministry has birthed, No Higher Calling. There is no higher calling on my life than to be wife to Simeon and mama to my littles. I still have so much to learn, but as I continue to grow, it is my desire to share the truths God is teaching me. Hello, ladies. Thanks so much for joining me back on the No Higher Calling podcast. You are in for a treat today because I am joined by my daughter, Eden. Eden, thanks so much for coming on the podcast.
Happy to be here.
All right, Miss Eden. Well, why don't you tell the ladies a little bit about you? How old are you? What are some things that you love to do?
I love to craft, and I like to play outside and read and play Legos with my brother.
And how old are you?
I'm 7.
And what grade are you in?
I'm in grade 2.
All right. And so you mentioned reading. You really like to read. Is that your favorite part of school?
Actually, my favorite part is Gather Round.
Okay. Well, Gather Round's homeschool is the curriculum that we use. It's a unit study curriculum. And right now we're actually working our way through a literature-based curriculum or a literature-based study in the Gather Round curriculum. So we've been actually reading through My Side of the Mountain. So that's been fun. We get to couple reading and homeschooling, which is some of our favorite things to do, right?
Yeah.
Well, in this episode, I've had a lot of mamas ask me, what books do you enjoy reading? Because I've shared how much you love books. And I know most mamas are like me, and we're always trying to find good books for our little girls to read. So a lot of these books, actually, I have not read. They came on recommendation from other friends of mine that I trust. But Eden has read either all of these series or she's wrapping up a few of these series she'll talk about down at the end. So I thought it'd be fun to have her on here and just let you hear from her what she thinks about these series and if she would recommend them for your little girls. So let's just jump right in, Eden. The first series, this is probably the first series that you started reading, is Sophie Mouse. So can you tell us a little bit about Sophie Mouse?
Sophie Mouse has 3 friends, Pippa, Hattie, and Owen, and her brother's name is Winston, and she has a mom who's a baker. She actually owns the only bakery in Pine Needle Grove where they live.
And that's a forest, right? These are all like forest animals?
Yes.
Owen's a snake, Hattie's a frog?
Yes.
And Pippa is a...
She's a hedgehog.
Ah, hedgehog.
They met her when they crashed into the snow because they had made sleds.
Oh, fun. So the books, are they just different adventures that Sophie has with her family and with her friends?
Yes.
And I think I interrupted you. I don't think you said about Sophie's dad. What does Sophie's daddy do?
He is an architect, and he builds different animals' houses. So he actually builded Hattie's house, which is like there's half of her house is floating on lily pads in the water, and half of her house is on a pebbly bank.
Well, that's really neat. So basically the Sophie Mouse books, so I think there's 20 of them right now. They're actually currently writing book number 21, so we'll have to get that one. But they're all, each one is just kind of an adventure that Sophie has with her friends or maybe her brother Winston. Is that right?
Yes.
Do you have a favorite one? I know 20 is a lot. You probably don't remember all of them.
I like the Tooth Fairy one.
Why is that your favorite?
Because I lost my first tooth right before.
Well, what happened? Did Sophie lose a tooth in that book?
She had a wiggly tooth and she thought it was so bad because she would have a big gap, and Hattie thought it was fun because of the Tooth Fairy until she realized that a bone was falling out of your body.
Well, how did it end? Were they still scared at the end, or were they okay with it?
They were okay because Sophie lost the tooth while she was eating her pudding. She went to her friend's birthday party and her friend at school's birthday party, but she's a bird. She's a hummingbird. They had cake with birdseed on it, but she couldn't eat any because it would hurt her tooth. Mm-hmm. So her mom gave her a treat that she could eat and pudding, and she ate some, and then when she spit it out, and there was a tooth in it.
There was a tooth in her pudding. She should have had the cake to start with, huh?
Yeah.
So these are just sweet little stories of friendship and family, and they're really cute. They're beautifully illustrated pictures throughout. Out of the series that we'll talk about today, this is probably the simplest as far as reading level. So Eden probably started reading these when she was around like 5 and a half, which might be early. She's been reading for quite a while. But this is probably going to be your lower level. Once they start into chapter books, this is one of the introductory chapter books. So probably ages like 5, 6. But okay, so that is Sophie Mouse. Next up, let's talk about the Heartwood Hotel. So this is a 4-book series, so not as many books in this series. It's a little more difficult, a little bit longer read. But tell me about the Heartwood Hotel. Who's the main character?
Mona the Mouse.
All right. And is the setting the Heartwood Hotel, I'm assuming?
Yes.
So what is Heartwood Hotel? Why is Mona there? Tell me a little bit about the story.
So in Heartwood Hotel, Mona's mom and dad got in a storm and they died when she was just a little newborn. And their friend, Strawberry, saved Mona and brought her to a little home, but it kept raining and flooding the different homes. But soon she was old enough to go out on her own, but all of the homes she had had were flooded, kept getting flooded, and she only had, the only thing she had in memory of her mom and dad was a little suitcase made out of a walnut with a little heart covered on it. She found the Heartwood Hotel, and she saw, the Heartwood Hotel is in a hollowed out tree, but at first she was wondering why there was a carved heart, like, on her suitcase.
Did the carving have HH on it?
Yes. Yeah. On the tree, and she touched it, and a little door that was hidden came open, and then she found herself working for one day with Tilly the squirrel, who was one of the managers and cleaners in the Heartwood Hotel. And by the 4th book, they become fast friends, and so Mona ends up works Mr. Heartwood, who's the person who made it, but he's a badger.
Mm-hmm. He runs the hotel.
Yeah, he runs the hotel. He said she could work there for a year.
So the story is the adventures that Mona has while working at the hotel, right? Different guests that come, different yes. things that happen to the hotel. So this was a really sweet story, too. Did you enjoy this one?
Yes.
All right, the next series is The Great Mouse Detective Collection by Eve Titus. Again, this is for a little bit more of an older, probably going like 7, 8, 9. But tell us a little bit about The Great Mouse Detective. And I'm noticing a theme. Apparently, it's really popular with kids to have stories about mice. Is that true? Yeah. We have a lot of books with mice in them. But tell me, this one's a little bit different. This isn't about a girl mouse, is
it? It's about Basil of Baker Street. He lives in a 2-story house. Actually, it's 1-story, but they live in all these mice live in the attic. Mm-hmm. And Dr. Sherlock Holmes lives on the, house. Mm-hmm. But Basil is the best detective in the mouse world, which they built a big mouse world inside the attic.
So what are these books about? There's Basil, and does he have a helper?
Yes.
Who is that?
Dr. Dawson.
All right. So what happens with Basil and Dr. Dawson?
They go on all these different adventures because, like, one of the books is called Basil Finds the Lost Colony, and there's this lost colony of snow mice hidden inside a mountain. And this, there are these really big, like, rat-sized mice that look like giant teddy bears, and they live in the snow.
I've never seen a rat that looks like a teddy bear.
Yeah, it's the size of a rat, but it's like a, it's a mouse, but it looks like a rat with bear ears. And they live in the snow, and they call them snow rats, but they're actually mice, but they guard the lost colony, but there's only one left.
So the Great Mouse Detective Collection, are these mysteries that they're trying to solve?
Yes.
Okay. Which one was your favorite? I think there are 8 of these, which I will say we did skip one. Just because it has some ghost content, and we decided to just pass on that one.
Yeah, and there was another one that had, like, a scary monster. I opened the book, and there was this picture of this, like, scary monster that I knew would give me nightmares, so we
did you not that read one. That one?
No.
Okay, yeah, that one had a sketch that she thought was scary, so we just passed on that one, too. So the ghost one, I believe, is something to do with the library, and I think the drawing one had was Wild West. We just try to be sensitive to the kids, and if it's something that they struggle with fears, then we just pass right over it. But out of the ones that you did read, which one was your favorite?
I think it was the third one. That one's about, it's called Basil in Mexico. There's this, he is second in command of Mexico, but he stole the most famous painting in Mexico, and made a fake one and hang it on the peg, but he wanted it hanging in his room.
Oh, he stole the real one so he could hang it in his room?
Yeah, and he painted a fake one.
Did Basil solve the mystery at the end?
Yes, because he thought something looked funny with the real painting, and then he smelled it, and it was fake paint.
Oh, goodness. So you like this collection pretty well?
Yes.
That was your first introduction to mystery stories. Do you like mysteries?
Yes.
I really like mysteries. Those are always really fun. Okay, the next series, which you are currently finishing up, actually, I think it's right here beside you, book 4. This is a 4-book series called it's actually the Grandma's Attic series. The first book is called In Grandma's Attic. This is recommended for a little bit older group, 7, 8, 9, 10, a little bit older girls. But like I said, it's a 4-book series, and tell me a little bit about the Grandma's Attic book. Tell me about the author first. Where did she get the idea to write these stories?
From finding there was all these old stuff in her grandma's attic, and she asked her grandma about it, and her grandma would tell stories about what the things were like. For instance, she found grandma's old wax slate board from when she was in school when she was a kid. They had a really funny story with it. And then another time in the second or third book, I think it was the second, maybe third, there was this funny story. So she found this doll in the mud. She took it home, but she forgot her dinner pail, and it was sitting on the side of the road, and her brother Roy had to go back and get it, but she washed it off and the doll off in the water in their, like, sink. Actually, they didn't have a sink. They had, like, a water pump.
Mm-hmm. Outside.
Just a funny story that goes with that, too. She got her, it had frost on it, and she got her tongue stuck on it.
Well, tell them about the doll. So she finds a doll. It's dirty. Mother doesn't want it to come in the house dirty, so she washes it, right?
Yes.
Well, then what happened?
And so mom said, "Mom," they call her Ma in the book. So the Ma put the doll over the fire to get dry. And when Reuben and Roy, her brothers, came back with her dinner pail, she ate, and then they had some schoolwork to do. But the father was reading, and the mother was out doing some laundry, and Mabel was in her room playing with her not muddy doll, the doll that they bought from in town. But Reuben noticed that the doll's feet were kicking out, and the hands and arms were like shaking. And
the doll that's drying, right, over the fire?
Her head was bobbing.
It's alive.
Yeah, he thought it was alive, and then everyone came to watch, and then Ma discovered it had been stuffed with popcorn seeds, and they were popping.
The kernels, yeah.
Yeah.
Being over the fire was making them pop, wasn't it?
Yeah.
So that was really neat. So you got to learn about things that aren't like they are now, right? We don't make dolls and stuff them with popcorn kernels. So that was really fun. What did this series make you want to do?
Laugh.
It did make you want to laugh. But you told me after reading it that you wanted to go somewhere and do something. Do you remember?
Yeah. When I found out my grandma had an attic, when I go back to America, I want to go into her attic.
Do you think you're going to find popcorn dolls up there?
No.
Who knows what kind of treasures you'll find, huh?
I think I'll find old papers.
Yeah, you might. Well, did you enjoy this series? Was this a good one? So you would recommend it?
Yes.
Okay. So the next series, which is one that you are currently reading through, you've read two of the five books, I believe, is the 10 Girls series. So this is from Lightkeepers. These are all about 10 girls who have changed the world, who made a difference. These are girls that were Christian girls, right?
Yes.
And it tells their story. So this is a little more of a biography genre, probably your first introduction to that, as far as reading books on your own. So what did you think about these?
I like them. So there's some of them I know about, I'm currently reading through the, 10 girls, but there's all these 10 boys. Mm-hmm. 10 boys who changed the world,
yeah,
10 boys
10
who
boys
made a difference.
Too.
Yep. But, one of the boys, it says what people are in the 10 boys and the 10 girls. And on the back of the books, and one of the people that was on one of the boy ones was Ben Carson.
Oh, yeah. We've been talking about him and his life, haven't we?
Yes.
Well, so you said you've read some of the girls. Not you've read some of the girls, but you knew about them. So you knew Gladys Allward. You've been introduced to Corrie Ten Boom.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Amy Carmichael.
Yes, we've heard about Amy Carmichael. But these are really fun stories that tell you the lives of these girls that have served the Lord and have made a difference. How is it laid out at the end? What is at the end of the book?
So there's a quiz about, it has so one of the girls, I think it was, Johnny Erickson. It has how did she get paralyzed from neck and down and stuff like that. There was another girl who one of the quiz things said on her that, what did she ask her husband for when she was very sick? And it was an opal ring and a bullfinch.
So which girl was your favorite? You've only read the two books, so there's still many more girls to learn about. But which one really stood out to you?
Johnny Erickson.
Johnny Erickson Tada?
Yes, how she painted.
Yes, even being a paraplegic, she was able to paint, which was really neat. Eden came to me and told me she was reading that, so we got to look up some pictures of her painting with her mouth, which was amazing. She didn't let that stop her from serving the Lord, did she?
Yes.
So did you enjoy this series? Are you enjoying this series?
Yes.
I'm enjoying it because I love getting to introduce you to all of these people that have made such a difference for the Lord. I know their stories have encouraged me. Corrie ten Boom's one of my favorite. These are just amazing women that have done amazing things for God. So this is a great series, a great introductory biography series. All right, then the last one we're going to talk about is one that we got you for Christmas, which is the Secret of the Hidden Scrolls series.
Yes.
So what, were there like 9 or 10 books in this one? This is probably middle level, you know.
Yes,
six,
there was
to
10.
Eight. Okay, so there's 10. So tell me a little bit, what happens in the series?
There's siblings Mary and Peter with their dog Hank, and their mother and father are going to Africa to do some missions work, but they have to stay with great Uncle Sullivan, and they think it would be so boring until they find he is an archaeologist and he found magical scrolls. And if you are the chosen one to break the seal, then it will take you wherever back in time the seal said. So, like, the first one had a tree stamp in the wax seal, and they went back into the Garden of Eden and witnessed God creating the world. And, yeah, and then they did a Noah's Ark one.
So every time they go back in time, they go back to Bible times, right?
Yes.
So there was a creation, there was Noah's Ark. What else was there?
After Noah's Ark, I think that one was David.
And there was one with the birth of Jesus, right? Was that the last one?
No, after, there was three about Jesus. So after David, there was the newborn king one. And then after that one, there was one about, like, disciples not liking him and who did he heal and stuff like that. And then the last one, they witnessed Jesus's resurrection and crucifixion. And
so that was a really fun series, wasn't it?
Yes. You enjoyed
that was kind of a time travel one. So that was really neat. Okay, so out of those 6 different series, which one would you say is your top favorite? We had Sophie Mouse, Heartwood Hotel, what was it? Great Mouse Detectives.
Yeah.
Then we had Grandma's Attic, the 10 Girls series, we'll just say. And then The Secret of the Hidden Scrolls. Which one was your top favorite
series? Secret of the Hidden Scrolls.
Really? You like that one the best out of them all? Well, that's very good. So are all of these ones that you would recommend to little girls that are around your age?
Yeah.
Yes. So this episode is specifically with books that Eden has just been reading on her own. There's a lot of other series that we've been doing together through audiobook. We do lots of read-alouds as a family, but Eden and I have started having some audiobooks that we enjoy together, usually in the evenings while we're doing some chores together. It's so much more fun to fold laundry while you're listening to an audiobook, isn't it?
So we just finished Green Ember.
We did.
There's four books.
Yes, so we just finished the Green Ember series, and we might have to do another episode where we come and talk about some of the audiobooks that we love. But that was definitely a fun series that we've been listening to together. But this episode was books that Eden has enjoyed reading on her own. So she's going to keep reading. Maybe we'll do an episode in another few months sharing more of her favorite reads. But these are some that she wanted to come on and recommend. So Eden, thank you so much for joining me on the podcast. I hope you've had fun.
Bye.
I hope that the No Higher Calling podcast has been a blessing to you. If so, please subscribe, share with your friends, and engage with me on Instagram at nohighercalling_. You can also subscribe to receive the No Higher Calling encouragement email on my website, which is www.nohighercalling.org. This includes podcast notes, what I'm reading, spiritual encouragement, a glimpse into my home, and some of my favorite products and resources. You can also enjoy more content on the No Higher Calling YouTube channel. I pray that this podcast will encourage you to fall more in love with Jesus and to be the Christian woman He's called you to be. Thanks for listening.